Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Helen Stimson and Patrick McGowan. And I want to ask the question, how can you be confident and humble at the same time? Helen, can you kick us off?
Yeah, well, you know, when I think about it, I tend to think about leadership traits and how do you show up as a leader with both of those capabilities. And I think both are actually essential. Humility, though, being humble, may not be as obvious to people. And so I thought I would just make a few comments there. About 30 years ago, I took a leadership training class, and the individual who taught the class had read about 200 biographies of leaders and made a list of what were the key attributes he saw in those leaders. And one of the ones he came back with was humility. And I have to admit to being really surprised with that at the time, because at that point, Jack Welch and Steve Jobs were key leaders. And humble is not a word that you would associate with either one of them. So I put a lot of thought into it. And I realize now a lot of research has been done in that area as well. Because for leaders who are humble, they tend to be more approachable. And if they're more approachable, people come and tell them more things. They're also good listeners. And they give credit to individuals for their new ideas. And so the result of all of those things is that they endear themselves to team members, which causes them to be great, more engaged in their work. And I don't necessarily mean they're working harder, but they're more willing to come forward with new ideas, which can spark innovations. And so I think the idea of being a humble leader is important, more so even today with more millennials in the workplace than it might have been 30 years ago.
I really liked how Helen said approachable. There's a confidence you have to have in order to be able to be approachable, and then there's a humility you have to have in order to be approachable. So I really liked that, the use of that word. As I was thinking about this, the other thought that I came up with was this idea of being self-forgetful. And what I mean by that is oftentimes we think of humility as thinking of ourselves less, or I say less of ourselves in some aspects. There's that connotation built into humility. It's not an absolute by any means, but we often think less of ourselves when we are being humble, when in fact self-forgetful means that we're just simply thinking of ourselves less. So it becomes this aspect of being so good people can't ignore you on the one hand, and being able to be the person in the room that can just sit and listen and not even comment. So I get this picture of actually my brother-in-law, who is an incredible human being, and he can sit in a room, everybody knows he's there, and when he speaks, everybody listens. But he doesn't have to talk a lot.
Are they a spectrum? Like, so too much humbleness, does that then bleed into being imposter syndrome? And too much confidence bleeds into being narcissistic? Do we need to kind of find that middle ground? Or are they different things?
That's a great question. Like, may I jump in first? I think the thing is, let's recognize that there are actually two aspects to, and I'll go out on a ledge here because I think I have felt imposter syndrome in my past as well. And that is, imposter syndrome may actually sometimes may be a false humility. We got to be careful that we're not using it as our own little as a crutch on the one hand, which I know I've done. I know it's also real in that where a lot of people really feel like they're not worthy on that hand. But I don't know that that's necessarily humility, a healthy humility. So if we're really looking at this from the aspect of a leadership trait, as Helen mentioned, then yes, it would be on a spectrum, but you've got to kind of define your curbs and gutters of what is humility on that spectrum, and then what is your confidence. And I think, you know, if you did put that in, you know, in a grid of some kind, you're going to be on the upper right-hand corner. You want a healthy amount of humility. And I think that that's where you can have all the confidence in the world. But another aspect of humility is you might be wrong.
So I would say one of the aspects of self-confidence that is really important is self-awareness. So you go into something, you need to also know what you don't know. And that's not a negative. It's just everybody can't know everything. So maybe that's also where humility can come into play as well. I don't know that. So therefore, I need to find somebody who can help me understand a problem or situation. I mean, I'm a scientist, but it long ago and far away, and I ran a technical group and I had to make business decisions. So I really needed my technical team to be able to help with advising on what decisions we were going to make. It didn't mean I was any less self-confident. I just recognized that that was in an area where I had strength, and maybe there's a little humility there to go and say, how can others help?
Hmm. So confidence is knowing that you need to ask and knowing that you have to make a decision and gathering the data, and humbleness is being willing to go about it in a way that says, hey, I don't know.
I think I would say with self-confidence, if you have to have it, if you're going to lead a team.
Yes.
Who wants to get on an airplane with the pilot who doesn't know where they're going, right? It doesn't really make you feel comfortable. But I think people have to be very careful with self-confidence, that you don't have that nagging voice in your head, which a lot of people have, to say, I can't do this or I can't do that. That's where being self-aware is important, because you come to the table with a set of tools and skills and own those, but also be self-aware enough to know that there's some that you don't have, and don't let it drag you down and impact your confidence. Just recognize, be self-aware and recognize it's an opportunity or something you need to work on or work with someone who has those skills.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about confidence, I mean, it's not just self-confidence. I mean, it's confidence in your own people. It's confidence in the process. It's confidence in your work. It's confidence in your training. When we talk about confidence, there's different types of confidence. There's different aspects of confidence. I mean, it's a wide open field, but I think the other aspect of confidence is recognizing that, you know, our own experience, we carry our own standards, our own integrity along the way. There's a lot that just goes into that idea of confidence. I think one of the reasons why not to go into the realm of overconfidence, or to the extent of, you know, there's overconfidence and then there's imposter syndrome on the other side. Maybe that's one of those spectrums, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we see it across the board in a lot of group dynamics. It's an interesting topic, but I think credibility makes a big difference in this. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, though, I think that there's a quiet confidence we have the opportunity to carry with us everywhere that starts with trust. We trust ourselves. We trust our process. We trust our art. We trust our people. We trust our training. When we can come into something from a place of trust, really great things can happen. And I think, not to completely change the wording here, but confidence, humility, you know, maybe there's that, maybe the middle ground is trust. Because and trust is both ways. It's bidirectional, not unidirectional. I only trust myself. Well, that's not really being a good leader. If only you can trust yourself. You got to be in a position where you trust your people as well, and trust their work and trust their processes.
And what if we twist it just a tiny bit and we look at the humility side of it? Because I think it's possible to be so humble you won't make a decision.
Exactly. You get to a place where, and that's where that confidence, you need both. They're both sides, almost both sides of the same coin. At some point, you got to believe. And you got to move forward.
Well, it might also be that you don't do both at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people who are self-confident are probably willing to take more risks. They have a more positive outlook for the future. And if they have confidence in themselves, in their abilities, but they are, as I said before, if they're self-aware and they don't know what they don't know, then they can be humble and go and find out that information to bring it back to help inform and drive things forward. But I'm with you, Robin. If you stayed in humility forever, I don't think that you would drive and move things forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there. I am very confident that this is a challenging conversation. Thank you so much for having it with me. And I look forward to talking to each of you again really soon.